All right, you are listening to 10 Dozen Minutes of Jake's Mom with Jake and Mr. Skullhead. I am Mr. Skullhead, you have the horrendous echo.
And I am Jake. Yeah, I appear to be having similar sound issues.
Wow. Okay. No more echo. All right.
Hey, excellent. I wonder why it seems like it always sounds like crap when we first start talking. Even before the show starts, and then as soon as we actually get going, then it's fine. I don't know why that is. Maybe Skype knows that this is important, damn it.
How was your weekend, Mr. Skullhead? I dressed in bizarre clothing and hung out with a bunch of weird people and got really, really drunk, and that was awfully fun. How about yours?
Pretty good. Same. Same basic premise. We are now LARPers. We are officially... Where are we on Lore's geek scale now, Mr. Skullhead?
Very close to the bottom, I think. Just north of the fursuited ones.
Yeah. There was no yiffing, at least, at this LARP.
There were plenty of lightning bolts, though, and that was fun.
That actually was pretty cool. One of the props that they had set up was a bunch of little bags of rice that we were encouraged to throw at one another while shouting, "Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt! Lightning bolt!" Which we did a lot because we were very drunk. Mad props to Balam and Ted Pro for setting all that up, and all of the other NPCs that I'm not sure that I'm going to be able to remember all their names.
Ozzy, Black Belt Duck, Dana Oshii.
Almas,
definitely Almas the photographer. Yeah, massive, carrot top sized props to you guys. Honey, I Shrunk the Kid sized props to you guys.
The kids are pretty small in Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, Mr. Skullhead. That's kind of insulting.
In the filming of that movie, they had to use really big props.
Really? They didn't actually shrink the actors?
No, I thought that for a long time, too. And the ant is stop motion.
Oh. Okay. All right, time to focus here. I'm having trouble with my brain today, Mr. Skullhead. I have a lot of questions that were sent in before I remembered to clear out the radio bug bar messages that I can see but you cannot, Mr. Skullhead. There are also, looks like, a sizable front log of questions that have come in since I did that. We got some mirrors up. I think, actually, there are enough mirrors up that they are not all full at this point. Is that not the case?
I heard that... all of the four mirrors I just posted were not full yet.
Excellent. Rather, each of them was not full, or that all of them in total are not full?
Each of them had slots available.
Excellent.
Much like
So you'll be able to find those mirrors if you didn't see our system messages. They should be republished on the forums in the Fierce and Phantoms thread, where people discuss the show as the show goes on. Because the show must go on. Let's see. Anything else you want to get into before we start answering questions there, Mr. Skullhead?
I don't think I have anything salient that's been kicking around.
KOL Con Carne, the LARP was a tremendous amount of fun. I just cannot stress enough how awesome the whole thing was. I'm sure they'll do it again. And I encourage others to do the same.
We're
LARP forever, and that was the numeral 4, not F-O-R.
I should hope so.
Among the questions from last week and or earlier today, Obfus Jake asks, any news on the booze revamp you hinted at last week? We're still looking at it. I've actually done quite a bit of the layout. We've written in the new content that has to be written in to make it happen, and it's fairly high on the list of things that I'm going to do. You know what I did today, Mr. Skullhead?
What did you do today?
I changed the code so that we're no longer limited to 10 chat channels.
Excellent.
We are now limited to 11 chat channels. So a lot of breathing room there. Of course, I'm kidding. We're now limited to 30 chat channels. I figured 30 was probably enough. But it turns out it wasn't that hard to change that either. So... we'll be rolling some of those out with a quickness. especially the ones that don't have anything complicated attached to them. I really should have done that today, but I'll do it tomorrow. Lady Wenna asks, not where are all the other Wennas, but what is the airspeed velocity of an unladen swallow? Of course, we cannot answer that question unless we know whether it's a European or African swallow. Fat Man says, hey, will you be able to make the chat rooms less mod full? That is one of our goals, is to have fewer mods on, less supervision of the chat rooms. We're working on it, Fat Man.
Yeah, it really seems that people are just smothered in mods these days.
Speaking of that, I had an omelet today that was smothered in cheese. It was very tasty. Actually, I didn't. I'm pretty hungry because I haven't had an omelet all day. I got the gordita meal at Taco Bell, and comes with two gorditas and a taco. And there was like something really nasty about the meat and the taco, so I didn't eat it. So all I had was the gorditas and. We're going to go to dinner tonight, Boozer Bear and Zlyinia and I, with Sassy Lassie and Daoman. But we can't until after the show, so late dinner at the Ethiopian restaurant, where they put a single grain of rice on the table and your entire party has to fight over it.
Yeah, wow.
Oh, boy. I'm sensitive. All right, what else do we have in here? Belle says, will it be possible to add a sell link in the player inventory screen only by going back in time to when the inventory screen was very cluttered? There used to be one, and I took it out because not only do I think it's easier, I think people tend to do all of their auto-selling all at once. Having it not there makes you less likely to accidentally hit it, which, talk to me about the discard link. And it makes the page smaller. Let's see. Josh HG says, what are some of the locations that will be put in the desert beach? Will one be underground? Snack, you guys rockses. You're welcome. I don't know. Of course, that being a reference to the subterranean desert from my anecdote about my first game of Dungeons and Dragons. I'm not gonna rehash that anecdote. Somebody else will post it on the forums or something. But there's gonna be some stuff in there. You'll certainly see. A lot of people are suggesting putting the cake-shaped arena on Desert Beach, which is funny, but I don't know. The sand gets in the frosting. Fat Man says, "How do you become a mod?" You don't, Fat Man. And how is Skullhead's mom? She's fine.
Not as fine as Jake's mom, though.
Ultimate Yellow Wizard says, I was wondering if you can abbreviate my name. Yes, I can abbreviate it O-V-E-R, because that's kind of what that joke is. Sizzler says, regarding Ascension and the feature to retain skills, was this something you initially had in mind, or did you develop this feature due to popular demand? I think neither, actually. I think we sort of came up with it as we went on to talk about things that might go in with Ascension. We had thought initially about you learning some sort of, you know, kung fu from Jesus or whatever.
Yeah.
But I think we decided that maybe the thing to do would be to add a little more variety to people's play experiences by letting them kind of customize that. So, yeah. Aubrey Ann asks, would it be possible for us to name our display case, maybe for a price? I thought about that, but it wasn't worth messing with, really. I think you can name it in the description. But in the description, welcome to my case, whose name is Regina. Brax says, is the Hokey Pokey really what it's all about? As far as I've found...
You're lucky, Jack. You didn't get stuck in the Hokey Pokey challenge. We all did the Hokey Pokey during the LARP, and we were told we'd be richly rewarded, so Zlyinia led us in a round of Hokey Pokey, and it turned out that she was rewarded for leading us, and our reward was to be kind of embarrassed about doing the Hokey Pokey in the hallway of a hotel.
It was quite a reward.
Yep.
I lost a staring contest to Alma, so it turns out I suck at staring. Let's see. Baby Yoshi says, how many trophies and tattoos can a player possibly have of the most? I don't actually know. How many trophies are there, Mr. Skullhead?
I sure don't have them all.
You would think that I would know that. I have I think all I have is four copies of the 300-pound of Familiars trophy.
Yeah.
At least that's all I have public. I suppose I should probably check. Checking the database. Checking database. Accompanied by a rousing database checking shanty. Do you think that counted as a shanty, Mr. Scullin?
I think that was more of a chant.
Okay. Trophies. There appear to be 114,964. That is, of course, the wrong table. That table being the trophies owned by players. There are 16 rows in the trophy table. So apparently there are 16 trophies. The tattoos are not stored like that. I don't know.
There's I have 17, including my class tattoo, and I think I have them all.
Yeah, them all? Okay. Well, 17. All right, then. Butterfly9 in real life asks a question which, again, this is something that I really need to do. I was going to do it last night or sometime. No, I was going to do it yesterday at the airport in San Francisco, but I ran out of batteries. It sucked. There was I wandered around the airport until I found a place to sit where there was a power outlet, and the power outlet was apparently disconnected because they didn't want people charging their laptop on the city of San Francisco's dime.
Lame.
So I had to waste a lot of time drinking at the airport instead of posting in the forums. But anyway, Butterfly9 in real life asks, what happens to clans upon ascension? If we ascend, does the clan cease to be, or can it still exist after? The way that I've got it set up right now, you cannot ascend if you are the leader of a clan. So you have to either disband your clan or transfer leadership to someone else. I haven't exactly decided. I have a feeling that popular demand is going to be such that you stay in a clan that you were in after you ascend, if you're not the leader.
But you won't be able to interact with the clan until you're...
Well, you won't be able to... You'll be able to talk to them and post messages and stuff. You just won't be able to get items out of the stash until you're no longer in the Ronin state.
Right.
The level restrictions, you know, and I'm certainly still going to keep ascended players out of the mall until they reach a certain level, but the level restriction for clans, I'm not even really sure why we put those in the first place. I like them. I like the idea of sort of game features unlocking as you go up in level, because I think that's, you know, one of the things that makes the game fun. But, you know, there was no real compelling reason other than access to the stash to keep them out, and the Ronin mechanism stops you from getting stuff out of the stash anyway.
Right.
We really need to post a new, and I just need to do this and then edit it as people ask questions, as sort of a ascension fuck you in the forums.
Yeah.
Hey, beep.
All right.
Excellent. Beep.
Wow. Stop it.
What the hell are you doing?
I was trying to open a file with a .doc attachment, and I don't have WordPerfect. So I tried to open it in WordPad, which gave me a bunch of errors, and it just wouldn't let me stop.
Isn't .doc Microsoft Word and not WordPerfect?
Yeah, I tried to open it in WordPad, though.
Right.
And it didn't work so much.
Okay. Jumbo Brian says, talk about KOL Con Carne and how fun it was. It was a lot of fun, as I said. Jumbo Brian was one of the people in my party of adventurers. Yeah, it was Cy and Very Clean Teeth and Jumbo Brian and Purple Something Japanese, the Seal Clubber. We had a lot of fun. It was fun, a lot of fun. I ate dry noodles, which everybody thought was really gross. How do you feel about eating uncooked pasta, Mr. Skullhead?
I do it all the time.
Yeah, I frequently will just eat uncooked spaghetti as a snack.
Because you can chew on it for days, and it doesn't really have any nutritive qualities. So.
Doesn't it?
Well,
I mean, you would think it would have exactly the same amount of starch and stuff as cooked pasta.
Yeah, but you're really, going to eat really a lot more slowly.
I guess it might take more energy to digest, too, if it hasn't been fluffed up with all the water for you.
But then again, I did drink a snail during KCC, so...
That's true. Regale us with the story of the salty slug.
Yes. Apparently, Almas had bought, and apparently somebody sells, is the other piece of news, canned snails. Just entire snails without their shell, pickled in cans for, I don't know, your disgust, basically. But he brought those, and they decided to make salty slugs, which were rum, tonic water, and snail. And some lime juice, I think, for flavor. But I was drunk enough that it seemed like a good idea to drink it, and thankfully not drunk enough to vomit it back up all over the bug bar, although it was close.
I decided not to participate in the salty slug circle. My penis is big enough that I don't feel the need to prove anything by doing anything like
that. That's not what my mom says.
Oh,
wait. Shit.
Butterfly9 in real life also asks, the display case, is it ever going to have an accident, or are we 100% sure that it will always remain? I can still see those Yetis ruining my cabinet like Uncle Pete's. Nothing is going to happen to the stuff in your display case. That would be such a dick move on our part to make it so you lose anything like that. It is safe. It is there for you to show your stuff to other players. Nothing is ever going to happen to it. Seriously? Faux show. Fat Man asks another dumb question that I'm just not reading any more things from Fat Man.
Awesome.
Sim RPG Man says, any hints on when Series 2 of the TP items comes out, meaning the tiny plastic items? Aubrey Ann also asks, will the Lucky Surprise Egg recipe be permanent, and will there be a Series 2? The Lucky Surprise Egg recipe will be permanent. I have no plans to remove it, the ability to make them. That is a good question about Series 2, though. As you know, the surprise eggs are based on Kinder Eggs, the real-life German chocolate eggs with little toys inside them. I think they're originally German. They might. I've seen them from Mexico.
Yeah.
But they're. I believe that those Mexicans down there, they import them from Germany. But the labels are printed in Spanish, but I don't think they're manufactured there. I think they are imported from Europe. Mexico, it seems like the Mexico City region, at least, like from what I've heard, gets a lot more European food imports than the U.S. does. Maybe that's because those Mexicans down there are foreigners like Europeans and therefore have more in common. Get that the joke there, Mr. Skullhead? How... You know, because from our perspective, Mexicans and, like, the English are the same because they're both foreigners, but they wouldn't see themselves as having that in common.
Yeah, and also they probably aren't as cold as ice or willing to sacrifice their love.
That's true, but they will give you double vision. Mm. The Kinder Eggs, though, yeah, I've totally...
I think that's... The reason we put Series 1 on them is not because we had something in mind, but because we might.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. The way that those Kinder Eggs work in real life is sometimes there are cool toys in them, and then sometimes you get a batch that just has crap in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming that, like, I got this weird wooden race car that was, like, a bunch of tiny little pieces of wood on, like, a string, and when you pull the string, it, like, becomes a regular race car. But the wheels don't turn, and you can't get it to stay a race car. So it was just really sort of like this irritating wood bracelet sort of thing. Yeah, so no fun. But the chocolate, I'm not a big fan of chocolate, but I really like the chocolate in Kinder Eggs. It's like a layer of white chocolate with a layer of dark chocolate on the outside. Well, not really dark chocolate, like a layer of milk chocolate on the outside, I guess.
It's edible. For something that its entire purpose is to just contain a toy surprise.
Yeah, it's those things are pretty cool. And mad props to Riff on the idea for those. That was pretty much all his ideas, Mr. Skullhead's and his writing, and my aggravating rarity code that causes you to not get the ones that you really want. And then when you do get them, they don't work. For a couple days, and then when I fix them, I don't fix them all, and then finally I fix them all, unless some of them are still messed up. I don't know. A lot of typos. I put in that whole thing between I was telling Hot Stuff how I had energy, but I had no focus, and he forced me to focus on the tiny plastic items, which I worked on from like 2:30 until 5 in the morning, and rolled them out. So there were a lot of typos.
Wow.
Sir Lancelittle says, would it be possible for clan logs to be similar to store logs, except maybe make it just a 24-hour period? I think they're already... Unless he means, well, they're already pretty much like that. Unless he means some cosmetic thing that I'm not catching. Yeah. Sorry, kids. I am paying attention. I really am engaged in doing this radio show for you all. It's just,
Sai has a question that I was kind of wondering about.
Yay!
Are the tiny plastic bitchin' meat cars fixed, and do they stack, as mentioned at Con Carne?
Yes and yes.
Awesome.
So you can basically get an extra 2 turns per rollover now. With the Imitation Nice Watch and the 2 meat cars. Let's see. Iron Chef Brazil says, that's not very depressing. Do you know what he's talking about, Mr. Skullhead?
No. That was completely baffling.
Maybe you didn't say something in a system message that said it was depressing, or maybe he thought that Fusilaban or whoever was on before... It was Fusilaban that was on before us, right?
Yeah.
Maybe it was in response to something that he said. Let's see. Katsu says, I was bummed you didn't like Benny and June for the Yeti names, but the ones you picked were cool, too. What did the winners and runners-up get? Well, it's not that we didn't like Benny and June for the Yeti names. It's just that we sort of decided that we didn't want names that were the names of, like, couples in other things. You know, just to, because it's really hard to gauge, like, which specific reference is better than which other specific reference. So we went with pretty much originals.
Yeah, also, we didn't want to give the impression that this game was full of pop culture references.
Well,
no, I was a party to that decision. I was just being...
Yes, you are.
Funny.
Anyway, what did the winners and runners-up get? The runners-up, and actually the winner, got Orphan Baby Yetis for free. The grand prize has actually not been awarded yet. We decided we'd have a chat with Riff about what his prize should be, since he's better at coming up with stuff than we are these days, and it just hasn't happened yet. GCN Rules 1 says, I have a great idea for the game. If you eat pizzas, you can get the effect of saying comma no question mark in chat. Italian. Is that an Italian thing?
Kind of. And it's in the same way that somebody who speaks Spanish and learns English will say, like, true or no at the end of a sentence, you know, like, vamos a la biblioteca, ¿verdad? Italians do tend to say, you know, like, hey, let's have some pizza, no? But I wouldn't say that's consistent enough to make it happen.
Yeah, I mean, and also, I don't want to make fun of Italians because I like Italians. Canadians, though, those dirty... Dirty Canadian bastards. I can make fun of them from the crack of dawn. Well, except that I never get up at the crack of dawn. Till the break of night.
What about that one time you went to bed with that girl named Dawn?
Right. I woke up to the crack of dawn.
No.
Mistress of the Deep says, hey, Jake and Mr. Skullhead, have you guys ever noticed that Yoda sounds exactly like Miss Piggy? It's uncanny. La 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 Lori. Cookie and Monster too, huh?
Later she says that's because they were done by the same guy. So I guess she didn't know that, which is kids these days.
The Fearsome Phantom asks, oh wait, we did this already. You figured out what happens to clans after Ascension. I think, yeah. I think pretty much what I said earlier is what I have just now decided we're going to do. Arcone says, is there a way to find a checklist of all the things you can bring through Ascension? If not, can you say one now? Everything will go through Ascension except for the, like, quest items that don't really do anything other than advance the narrative of the game. So anything that doesn't say quest item in the thing... And I'm not going to say right now, because there are some things that I have probably forgotten to mark as quest items that won't follow through, but, yeah. Not going to lose stuff. Puffbilly says, when is reset? It isn't. Spaghetti Eddie says, oh, will you have a second series of tiny plastics, and what are the exact specifications of Ascension? Again, answered earlier, and need a thread in the forums. Jisipi says, what is Jick and Scully talking about today? Same thing we talk about every day.
Oh no, Jick. What you is talking about today?
Let's see. Sonic Boom says...
Sonic Boom!
Does the kingdom do anything to celebrate Mardi Gras? Something with beads could be pretty amusing.
The kingdom is already to a level of sexuality that's uncomfortable for Jick, so probably no beads. And since everyone doesn't have a shirt on anyway, that would be kind of worthless.
Yeah.
Maybe the ability to drink more?
I don't know. When's Mardi Gras?
Pretty soon. It's the day before Ash Wednesday, and if I knew where Ash Wednesday fell on the calendar, then I would know.
Okay. Let's see. Toxic Popsicle says, would there ever be a way to make your character become bulimic so you could, I don't know, eat some more? Make a burned throat effect or something? You know, if there's one thing we here at Asymmetric Publications LLC are all about, it's making fun of people with eating disorders.
Oh, hell yes.
Haha. You're fat.
Wow.
Uh-huh. You thought I was being sarcastic, but I was actually being serious.
There have been a lot of requests for an analog to the cast iron liver, which isn't a bad idea. It's just hard to come up with something that wouldn't just be disgusting, you know, like you can go to your campground and take a big crap or something. That's no good. Throwing up's no good.
Speak for yourself, man. I love throwing up. Did I mention I'm down to a size 2?
Look, we're not talking about inches on the cock here.
Shayla says, alphabetize the contact list. All right, maybe. Blackbelt 02 says, are you, Jake and Mr. Skullhead, ever going to come to Atlanta, Georgia, or Chattanooga, Tennessee? Probably not.
I do have family really close to Chattanooga. That's where little sis is.
Oh, yeah.
So I may be down
well,
there
then,
at some point.
Yes, indeed, we'll be going to Chattanooga, Tennessee.
And if I at any point have a plan to go there, I'll probably mention it on the forums to see if somebody wants to do a meetup.
Right. And you better mention it to me, because I likes me some of your little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that's as far as that's going to go.
Oh, yeah.
Let's see. Don't you wish you could reach me to punch me in the face really hard from your dirty shithole that you live in, Mr. Skullhead?
Just the shoulder, really.
You know where I would like to go again, though, is Gatlinburg, Tennessee. I used to go there with my dad all the time. We'd take weekend trips on the old motorcycle from Southern Illinois and go to Gatlinburg, Tennessee, which is kind of like it's like if they made like Castles and Coasters or Castle Golf into an entire city. That's sort of what Gatlinburg, Tennessee, is like. It's just chock full of arcades and like mini IndyCar racetracks, and or at least it used to be, and you know, skee ball. The roads are paved with skee ball.
That must make it really hard to get around.
It is. You end up with a lot of tickets. Ashelon says, question one already answered. Question two, and this is a good question. Hey everybody, it's Dayoman, who apparently got a flat tire. Ashelon's question number two is: hardcore mode a choice or done by actions only? I.e., you click something or just make sure you don't goof up. That's something that also merits clarification. If you decide to do the hardcore mode Ascension, which is to say, play through the entire game without getting anything from any other players, only stuff from NPC stores and actual adventuring, that is going to be something that you elect to do, and you won't be able to screw up. It will be really hard to get out of, well, not really hard, but it will require, you know, you clicking some checkboxes and pressing a button and it saying, are you totally, 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 totally sure for you to get out of hardcore mode? It's not going to be something that somebody else can screw up by sending you stuff. It's not going to be something you can, like, forget and accidentally take something out of the clan stash and, like, oh, damn, I ruined my hardcore ascension. It's, we're not trying to make things hard for you. And
right.
We will continue to not try and make things
hard
for you.
We don't want it to be hard on you.
We don't want it to be what, you? Let's see. Ashland also says, assuming you ascend each time to a new class, what do you do after you ascend six times? Is that ultra top secret? That is ultra top secret. Let's see. He also says, any thoughts on that official lottery slash raffle for item slash meat slash anything that you were mulling around a long time ago? You know, it's still something I need to do, but it was one of those meat sink ideas, and we're really not that... we don't need that many meat sinks anymore. I hesitate to say, Mr. Skullhead, that the economy is fixed, but it's almost fixed.
Yep.
There are a lot of reports of people finding it a lot more profitable to adventure for meat than for items to sell to other people in the mall, which, in my mind, that's a very, very good sign. I've heard conflicting reports on how much Mr. Accessories were going for pre-Black Sunday. I know that some people had been dicking with the market around that time, so I don't know, like, you know, say the day before Black Sunday, how much they were. Somebody had told me, like, 35 million, but that might have been a minor little spike. Because that was a hell of a lot of meat back then, but I think it's getting better, and I no longer really need to do stuff specifically to suck meat out, and that was really kind of the point of that sort of raffle slash lottery thing. Although I think it would be fun, and so it's still at this point, rather than doing it in some simplistic way that was just for getting rid of meat, I would, you know, we need to come up with, like, something funny about it or something interesting, and so, you know, it's gotten sort of backburnered.
Right.
Let's see. Fleeta says, it would be nice to have a couple more mods for the channels or have the current mods chained to their PCs 24/7. Yeah, it would be good to have a couple more mods for the channels. And Mr. Skullhead is working on that, I believe.
Yeah, I got some more recommendations, and soon we will put our heads together and come up with something, possibly at the end of this week.
Okay. Happy Wino says, are you accepting questions for Jake and Scully yet? No.
No, sorry.
Sai says, disregard my question. I just found the answer on the forums. Too late, you dirty bastard. Sai is a guy. He has a female character and a female custom avatar. But he's definitely a guy with a scruffy beard, and he was mean to me. He wasn't really mean to me. I was just saying that. Mr. Skullhead, I'm gonna go get another beer while you answer a couple questions.
All right. Yes, yes, y'all. Yo soy el Asian man asks, will you and Mr. Skullhead, or you and Jack, be coming to the Massachusetts get together meetup thing, please? This weekend there'll be an arcade and laser tag and stuff. Like we said last weekend, we don't want people to think that a KOL meetup is not official unless we're there, because whenever two or three KOLers gather in our name, we are there in spirit, and we go to as many as we can, but after a while, we need to spend a little time at home, and we've got KOL Con Carne, and then Ark and Stocks coming up, and I might be going to the Minneapolis meetup because Jess wants to visit people there, but, you know, we'll go to the ones that we can, but we also need to stay sane. So no more airports for a little while.
At least, like, 6 weeks.
But I'll drink a couple shots for you next weekend.
For who?
For I am the Asian man asking about the Massachusetts get-together.
I see.
Perhaps we should, at some point, get giant standees of our respective avatars, and then we can just ship them to people.
Probably be easier for them to just make their own.
Right.
Yeah. Let's see. Any word on how the mirrors are doing? Are there still slots available for people? We got a couple questions about that.
I believe there are. The KOL Addicts one had quite a few slots.
That was hardcore. Somebody set up a 75 listener mirror for us.
Awesome.
Hey girlfriend says, a friend of my high school teacher's niece's friend wants to know how much it'll take for Jake and Scully to snog on air. What does the word snog mean, Mr. Skullhead?
Kiss.
Huh.
No.
Well, no. Not all the money in the world. Not all the tea in China, nor all the beans in Mexico.
True. We would gladly kiss other people on air, so, that's okay.
Boozer the Drunk says, this show is awesome. Thank you, Boozer the Drunk. Okay, I need to find some questions here. It's not exciting listening to me read.
Honey Bunny says, why do you announce some updates and changes, i.e. changes to chat, and do not mention others, i.e. Chef in the Box is explodable? Do you just like to watch slash trade scramble? I think if it's something that people are not going to be able to figure out right away, like changes to chat, we'll mention it. Or like a new zone that we want to make sure that people see, we'll mention it. Something like the Chef in the Box, we knew that people would immediately find it and there would be a thread on the forums. So we just kind of let people find that on their own.
Yeah, I mean, part of the fun is surprises, you know? And I'll admit, it is pretty arbitrary, the updates that I provide and the updates that I don't provide. But sometimes, typically if there's something big that I don't announce, it's because I've elected not to announce it, because I want people to find it on their own. Because that's fun.
I need to mention that sending private messages or K-mails to me or Jick is not the way to get your questions read. So I'm not going to read those that were sent to me because I'm pretending that I'm not checking them.
Happy Wino says, is there a ceiling on the percentage increase on item drops that item slash buff slash skills slash etc. can provide in combination? There isn't. There probably should be. Because there's enough stuff that does that now that it maybe not a ceiling, but it should be like the dream chance. It should be it should be exponentially more difficult to increase the drop rate after 10 or 15%. That would make the enchantments value sort of inaccurate, but it would make the mechanics better. So let's pretend that I didn't say that, and also that change will not be announced. And if you're pissed off about it, then don't get angry at Happy Wino for pointing it out.
Yep.
Calamari says, why are the super rare drops in low-level areas? I ran into the crazy bastard when I was so weak that 5 damage a turn was imminent death, and now I aimlessly roam the area. Sob. Actually, roam the area. Sob. Well, I mean, the super rare drops are in low-level areas because I want there to be a cost associated with farming them once you've figured out the thing. It's like, you could beat those monsters. They're not that much more difficult than the monsters that normally fight in those areas. And that's why.
Yeah.
And also because I like the idea of new players finding the super rare drops. I mean, that's something that'll, it's like, yay, I won the lottery and I'm getting ahead in the world by virtue of this actually being random. You know, it's like the super rare drops are supposed to be exactly that. Super rare.
Mm-hmm. Inari, who is leaving soon and wanted to hear me say her name on air, Inari, says, dear Jake, please loosen the chains. They're chafing my wrists, and I can't quite reach my F-sharp keys. You don't work, you don't eat, Inari.
It amazes me the will of instinct. Moth asks, what's the square root of -9? It's 3i, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah, you don't know anything about math. Stop pretending.
Okay, but I am going to go get some water.
Well, okay. Pokey says, hey, I think on a character's first birthday, they should get a bug finder blade, and on their second, a bigger bug finder blade, plus, can I have a custom item, please read, and then like 30 exclamation points. Pokey, you win an award for worst idea ever. And that's really saying something, because we get a lot of really, really bad ideas. The Toad says, how's your giant asshole? How's your giant asshole, Mr. Skullhead?
Oh, I put him on my ignore list.
Oh, wow. I was wondering if that was going to come up tonight. Oh, boy. You kids and your drama. I'm assuming you're talking about the giant ass hole in the, which is not really a hole in the ceiling of my bathroom. Still not fixed. I think though that Skipperick, who's the manager of an apartment complex, is hooking me up with some kind of handyman favor. So I won't have to just wait for these douchebags who run the only company that has ceiling in their name in the Metro Phoenix area. Who've said, I'll call you in 2 weeks, like 5 weeks ago.
Skyline BNR 34, who congratulations on winning the KOL Con Carne LARP, notes that before Black Sunday, Mr. A's were between 2 and 4 million.
Mm. Well, then we're not quite there yet. But also, here's the deal with that. I was thinking I could count the economy fixed once prices on stuff got back to pre-Black Sunday levels. But there are also, like, 5 times as many people playing as there were at Black Sunday, so who knows what the prices would have done anyway.
Right.
I mean, you would think that the economy would scale, you know, as more resources were entering, more resources would leave, but I don't know enough about economy. I mean, economics. Or word. I mean, words. To really finish that sentence. It's interesting to speculate on what would be the price of Mr. Accessories now had nothing ever happened.
Right.
But own speculations are not interesting. It's just interesting to speculate. Let's see. Funny Guy says, is everything in our closet safe? I mean, the mob isn't going to loot everyone's closet, right? Because right now I just carry everything around with me because of that fear. Again, come on! What have we ever done that makes people that scared that we're just going to take away all their shit?
I don't know.
Oh, that time we took away all their shit.
That was
forgot
us.
About that. No, I know. That was Pie Monkey, and he's very, very sorry. You know, I got to say, my favorite forum signature, I think it's Tex Murphs, is your stomach explodes. Pie Monkey is very, very sorry about this. let's see. Vegetarian says, the six-pack has 8 cans in it. Fix this. No, he doesn't say that. He said that over and over again a few weeks ago. How about making it so whenever a contact of yours types something in chat, their name shows up in green/blue/red? Having their name show up in 3 colors like that would be very ugly.
Yeah.
Having it show up in any of those colors, I don't know. I mean, to me, when I do a who in a channel, I see which of my contacts are online, and then by reading the channel, the chat in the channel, I'm, you know, just pretty much see everything that my contacts have to say. I don't feel like I would really gain anything from having them stand out like that. Then again, I don't hang out in particularly busy chat channels. So, I don't know. I mean, it's not... I've thought for a long time about making their name show up in blue, but... blue butt.
Blue butt. Yeah, the other day I didn't get sex with my butt, and I got a bad case of blue butt.
I don't think any days have gone by that you didn't get sex in your butt in a long, long time, Mr. Skullhead.
Not since your mom bought that strip. Man, how far in the gutter are we allowed to go on the air?
I don't know. You know, the FCC doesn't really have any, they don't hold any sway. ANUS18 says, would you like another fly swatter for your collection? No. It is a collection of fly swatter, and it is complete. MaxGuy56 says, will we hear from the Penguin Mafia again? Yes, in about a week, the Penguin Mafia will come through and steal all of the items out of everyone's closet and out of everyone's display case. Zagnut says, Zagnut, a candy bar, giving us a bunch of crap last week about not knowing what a Zagnut was. Why did the Clockwork Maid get changed into the Meat Maid? Well, because, you know, it's made out of a meat engine, and it's not a clockwork car, nor is it a clockwork auto plunger, but it's also not a meat auto plunger.
Right.
We're opening ourselves up to... no, wait. We're opening the situation up to allow ourselves to, in the future, you want to finish this thought, Mr. Skullhead?
Yeah, the reason why the maid is no longer called a clockwork maid is she contains no clockwork parts. Perhaps the change was made so that sometime in the future there will be things made of actual clockwork, perhaps.
Perhaps. Bryu says, hey, cool, you're making the / secret channel I suggested. How long till it goes live? That, of course, being about the new chat channel I was testing earlier and accidentally bled over into the entire chat because I'm a dumbass. That was while I was adding the ability to have more than 10 channels, and it was channel 11. And I had used 11 in some hard-coded stuff because it was a number that was outside the range of all the other channels, which is why everyone was seeing it. But yeah, there'll be a new little sort of mini quest to open up a new kind of what I think is going to be a pretty fun, pretty cool chat channel next couple days. I think it's already partly written. Mr. Skullhead is on the case. It's all coded. Well, it's not all coded. I was messing with coding it, but then I had to stop to do this show for y'all. So, really, all you listeners, it's your fault. There isn't new content today. Inari says, also, will you please say something nice for Oogie, who is my newly discovered twin? Oogie, you look a lot like Inari. And that's nice. Let's see. Hashel Cedricson says, first-time caller, long-time listener. Awesome. I was really hoping that it wouldn't be long before we got one of those. What are your thoughts on Papa Bear? How can somebody who publicly admits to clan looting and multi-abuse of the worst kind be tolerated? I didn't really know anything about Papa Bear.
Actually, I just took care of that.
Oh, yeah?
He had, as far as the forums go, he had a borderline pornographic enormous picture for his SIG, which the size was more of an issue, but he did change that under pressure from Elfrian. I looked into his multi-situation and discovered accounts with the incredibly clandestine names of Noodle Farmer 1 through 5, Reagent Farmers 1 and 2, and Papa Bear 2. So the only account that Papa Bear has now is Papa Bear.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good deal. Psy says, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt, lightning bolt. Damn it. I've been lightning bolted. Iron Chef Brazil says, Jick, what's your opinion on Mallbots? Please fear flee to lant. By which I mean, please feel free to rant. I don't really have a rant in me about Mallbots. I probably don't have a rant in me at all tonight. I'm feeling pretty chill. Mallbots that go around buying Mr. Accessories that people accidentally put in their stores for low prices, they're irritating because they run searches against the server, like, you know, say every second, all day long, and that's something that shouldn't happen. But it's something that's going to happen, and it's something that unless I want to, you know, like, hire somebody to sit there and watch and make sure it's not happening, or put, you know, I don't know. There's not a lot. I don't feel like there's a lot that I can do about it. I can say don't do it. That'll be enough for a lot of people to not do it. You know, I can put one of those annoying things where it gives you some blurry letters that you have to type in every time you search the mall. People would love that. Because if there's one thing that really makes a website usable, it's those bot CAPTCHA things. I found out that those things are called CAPTCHAs, and it stands for something. But I was really just angry at the people who decided that that's what they were called and that that's what it stood for. Miraxis OK says, are you going to make, like, half-year specials where we can buy all the last 6 month specials of the month for, say, a week or so? No, I don't feel like that's something I want to do at all. Supreme King Tom says, that's ridiculous. It's not even funny. Indeed. Do you know Supreme King Tom? How many time zones there are in the Soviet Union? Reverend Noodleson says, will there be an equipment or familiar that prevents fumbling? There will be something that prevents fumbling, probably, sometime. Max Guy says, shouldn't the special item be item 11, since it's obviously Jake's favorite number? Now, the thing with item 13 was, I have this, it's less of a superstition now than just a tradition, where anytime I have a database that has, like, an auto number primary key, where it's like, you know, player ID, monster ID, item ID, anytime that I'm putting them in, I always skip 13, so there is no item 13, there is no monster 13, and people were looking through trying to match up item IDs to items, and they discovered that there was no item 13, so they started talking about it as this sort of, mystical artifact. And so I made one and gave it to them, which is, I don't even know the item ID of item 13, but it's certainly not 13. There is no item 13. Mr. Skullhead got lucky with his first character. He was actually the 13th person. Well, You know what? He was the third person, including me, to sign up for a Kingdom of Loathing account and got just past my testing accounts and Moonlit Day player ID number 13. But that's an account he doesn't use very much anymore.
Yep.
We need to switch Mr. Skullhead over to player ID number 13, but I just don't want to I don't want to mess with having to change everybody's contact list and everything.
I would just remove myself from everybody's contact list, or have you remove myself from everybody's contact list and then make the change.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm maybe it's not such a big deal then. I mean, and it's not a big deal for you to, like, lose your store or whatever.
Right. I should...
There are probably a lot of your the utilities and stuff that are hard-coded with your player ID, but we can find those things one at a time.
And I can just transfer leadership of my clan and transfer it back.
True dat.
That's cool.
Let's see. Alchemical Soul says, how about a slash rules command to give noobs quick info on channel rules in chat? Not general info fact stuff, but channel-specific stuff. That is actually something, when I was dicking with the chat code today, I realized that I have a table which is all of the chat channels and descriptions of what the chat channels are for that was just never used for anything ever. So I haven't rolled it off the dev server yet because I want to. I wanted to talk to Mr. Skullhead at some point in private about whether he thinks the descriptions that I've come up with are adequate, because I require his approval on a lot of things because I'm insecure.
You're good enough.
But, yeah, so when you enter the chat, basically whatever channel you're in, it tells you the description. And whenever you change channels, it tells you the description. Not yet, but it should, and it will before I roll it out. Sage 36 says, so exactly when is Ascension? Exactly, we don't know. I'm still thinking that we can get it into testing by the end of this month. I very much still believe that. You will know when you see, at the very least, Boozer Bear and Hot Stuff vanish from the leaderboards, that it has gone into testing.
Word.
And I suspect that once it goes into testing with the development crew and the testing crew, it shouldn't take more than a couple of weeks for it to go out live. Maybe not even that long, but I'm going to say a couple of weeks so that I will have a couple of weeks before people start bitching.
Right.
Yellow Snow Cone says, hey guys, I just wanted to say thanks for the awesome game, and woot, because this is the first time I get to listen to your show live. And sorry you're having to listen to such a disappointing show, Yellow Snow Cone.
This is an awesome show.
Really, you think?
Yeah.
Huh. I'm not sure about that. Frazzle Hoon says, Matt, please, and then corrects it to meat, please.
Send the guy a Matt.
I don't have one.
Yeah.
Except for the handy steak bath mat that Boozer Bear and Zlyania got me for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Sephiroth84, or SephirothBA, says, please, question for Chick. In Ascension, what happens if I decide not to ascend? Can I still interact normally with others who have? Yes, absolutely. The only thing that happens if you decide not to ascend is you don't get access to all of the cool new content. You don't get to try out various combinations of cross-class skill stuff. You probably will not have the chance to ever be on a leaderboard. But if you don't want to, you don't have to.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, in the game, what happens if I decide not to complete the Friar's Quest? Well, you know, you don't have to complete the Friar's Quest. You just don't get the rewards for it if you don't do it. Inari says, dear Jick, my recent ex-boyfriend says you sound funny. Well,
what do you mean funny? Funny how? Like a clown funny? Am I a clown for you? Random pop culture reference brought to you by Skullhead.
Thank you very much, Mr. Skullhead. Ninja, please. Thank you. Says, what's up with Moff Tarkin on the forums? He's cool. A lot of you might not remember the old days of the forums. How long ago was it that I moved the forums over?
Maybe 3 or 4 months.
Really? That long?
Yeah.
I don't know. Anyway, my point was that there are probably an alarmingly large number of people who've arrived since then and never saw the old forums. See, the forums were initially not Kingdom of Loathing forums. The forums were initially asymmetric.net forums. Asymmetric.net being the website that I updated very infrequently, sort of my blog. before I started working on Kingdom of Loathing, and which has not been updated even once in the 2 years since I did start that. And I needed something for the forums, and I chose the Grand Moff Tarkin because there was no Sword and Martini guy. And then when I moved it over, made a new graphic for the forums, everybody started saying, Dear Grand Moff Tarkin, we miss you, XOXO. And who was it that made that awesome graphic with Grand Moff Tarkin crying?
That I didn't notice.
Yeah. I want to say maybe Tex Murph, maybe not Tex Murph. I just have started to think of everything that is awesome as something that Tex Murph did.
Or Pastor Springle.
That's true. Tex Murph made my new forum avatar, by the way. The Sword and Martini guy who freaks out and has some reality adjustments. Anyway, I like Grand Moff Tarkin. He's cool. I think he's dead. But he was the Death Star commander, and how can you not be cool if you're the Death Star commander? Xenophobe says, what's your opinion about implementing food/drink recipes that use more than two items? What if I had a way to make it really easy to implement? I'm sure you do have a way to make it really easy to implement, but the normal food and drink things I want to keep simple. We didn't actually end up doing this, but one of the things in one of the new areas that opens up after Ascension was going to be a sort of a device that you could use, a public device that you could use to make drinks that consisted of more than two ingredients. I think they were four ingredients.
Right.
And that's something that might still happen, but I really want to keep it simple. Like right now, basically, whenever we add a new food or drink recipe, and this is not true with meat paste combinations, but that's okay. It's not that hard via experimentation to figure out how to make stuff, because you know it only shows ingredients and the number of possible combinations. It can be relatively small, but I would like to see, and I will, and I'll talk to you about this later, Xenophobe. Haha, mentioned you on the air again, although you were mentioned earlier about whatever you got in mind for the implementation, because you do some good work. Sai says, will many critters ever not be known as Kinky Sex Mace's mom, a.k.a. Mrs. Kinky Sex Mace? I think it's too late for that.
I think, though, that it would just be like Mrs. Sex Mace, because if she was Mrs. Kinky Sex Mace, she'd be his wife.
That's true. Like Mrs. Mr. Skullhead would be your wife.
Right.
Scorpio says, is Mr. Skullhead's mom the artist for the night? What's the artist for the night?
Wow. I have no idea. Damn it, Scorpios, what kind of weird Greek business are you up to?
Tithruri says, why are we not allowed special characters in store names? Can you review and fix mine? PM me for info. The reason you're not allowed special characters in store names is the same as the reason that you're not allowed special characters in a lot of places, which is that certain combinations of special characters, and I've never figured out exactly how this happens, but they end up getting translated by either the form submission via the browser or the nature of HTML or something about the PHP into a bunch of weird multiple character codes, some of which include quotes and that break the layout if you try to load them into a form field. So you just got to name your store or something. I think the biggest problem now is that punctuation characters are not allowed in store names, so a lot of people try and do, like, the stop ampersand go or whatever, and it just becomes the stop go, which is funny, and in my mind really cooler than the stop and go, but that's, you know, I don't get to decide what people's stores are named.
Actually, I was a little annoyed because I named my store Sparkle Motion Gar and Brill with the ampersand. And it's Sparkle Motion Gar ampersand AMP colon Brill.
That's awesome.
And, of course, I can't change the name without selling the store.
Right, okay, because the thing that cleans up the text strings converts all punctuation into HTML entities, and then the thing that prevents you from using HTML entities and stuff like that puts spaces in there to make them not work. And that's because I don't want people using the HTML code for F and then UCK to get around the profanity filter, because we like to protect the eyes of our children from being stabbed by serial killers dressed as clowns
mm-hmm.
and profanity. Let's see. Landreth says, I've been listening to your show since the beginning, and this is the first real question I've sent. I'd like to know how you plan to deal with the people who refuse to sink their hordes of meat. I plan to deal with them on a case-by-case basis. And, you know, we still got to figure it out. They're not going to be able to do that much damage. Having a huge horde of meat and coming back in after the prices have gone down, mall limits are going to prevent you from doing a whole lot of damage that way. So I'm not really that concerned about the hordes. Not as much as I used to be. The Mongol hordes, on the other hand, are something that concern me deeply. I wake up in the night thinking that I hear their hooves on the horizon. But I don't. It turns out it was the cat. Hanky P says, if you have the beach, will there be a new costume, such as swimwear? Boozer Bear and a Speedo. Never mind. Yeah, I don't want to see Boozer Bear and a Speedo either. As I've said a number of times, I've got this list of all of the things that I want to see during my life, and Boozer Bear's junk is at the very, very bottom of that list. How about you, Mr. Skullhead?
Boozer Bear's junk was cleared from that list, but...
Oh, hey. Yeah, see, folks, the rest of the Phoenix crew here, with the very notable exception of me, they belong to this kind of weird sex cult. And, yeah.
You're just still mad that we wouldn't let you join.
Well, you know, I don't know that mad is the word so much as hurt. But, Pokey says, can I have a tiny plastic Jick's mom? No, you certainly may not. Let's see. Frazzlehoon says, idea for a new familiar pulled off of the forums, Worm from Tequila, that you acquire from drinking super rare drink, tequila. The accessory can be something like a trash can. Why would a worm have a trash can as equipment?
I don't know. If anything, it would have a stethoscope.
Or like a double-ended hat or something.
Yeah. Something that would make it obvious that the worm was a doctor. Maybe.
Aha. Uh-huh. Perhaps a pair of drumsticks.
Mm-hmm.
Dark Kobold says, will the details of Ascension be explained in detail for those who do not peruse the forums before Ascension begins? Yes, absolutely. It'll tell you when you elect to ascend exactly what is going to happen to you and to all your stuff and all your statuses. MaxGuy56 says, will there be any new familiars introduced in the desert areas? There will be new all kinds of stuff introduced in the desert areas. Big Ben WD, who echoes Frazzlehoon's oft-repeated request, what about a drink-slash-eat-immediately action in the booze-slash-food-cook-slash-mix page? I get it.
Jake, I've got to go sit down in the restroom for a little bit, so I'll bring light reading material and I'll be right back.
Okay.
Would you like more information, or is that enough?
That's enough information, I think. Eventually, I really hope that we keep doing this show until we get old enough that mostly what we discuss is our bowel habits. Because I'm really looking forward to that period of time, because if there's one thing I love, it's sharing the details of my personal life that people don't care about and refusing to share the details that people do care about.
Word.
Inari says, why aren't you answering my questions? Because I already answered them. Josh HG says, could we have a dagger item or a flaming item? We already have a flaming item. It's the flaming crutch. It's the best item in the game. The most useful item in the game. And it's the coolest item in the game. ANUS18 says, is the quest item tab going to exist? That is actually not a bad idea. Madame Defarge, who is not Mademoiselle Defarge, or the opposite, I can't remember what I got bitched at about last time, says there are 19 tattoos in total. Wow, we're way behind on messages. Or rather, I am by myself way behind on messages. The bad thing is that now I kind of have to go to the bathroom too, but I can't. So you're going to hear my voice get more and more strained until Mr. Skullhead comes back. Blue Saxophone says, I think this was already answered, but will non-ascended players be able to trade with ascended players? Yes, absolutely. Namau says, are you going to put in something to use X star charts with? Probably not. Roxanne says, will there be cherries in the new drinks? I hope so. That is, I believe, actually something that's in our sort of tentative design document. Because we have this whole development cycle, and we have extensive QA policies and procedures, and we have a design document. Really what it is a forum post that I printed out and walked around with on the porch and made notes on with a Sharpie. But I'm still calling it a design document. Char says, in Ascension, I heard from clanmates that you will allow us to continue to stay in our clan through Ascension. Have you figured out how to circumvent the clan buff / stats? I haven't figured out how I'm going to deal with that. I might just decide that they're not significant enough to mess with. But I might not. Actually, you know what? It wouldn't be too hard, now that I think about it, to just not... Since I'm already pretty careful about who gets clan buffs to avoid people bouncing back and forth between different clans over and over again and exceeding the maximum number of daily buffs, the queries that determine how many people in your clan are eligible for buffing could actually pretty easily be modified to just not make you eligible if you're in the Ronin state. So yes, actually by answering your question, I have figured out how to circumvent the clan buffs / stats. Catastic says, hey, Scully, I'll buy you a beer when you come to Minneapolis. You know, he's not listening, and I'm not going to tell him, so he doesn't get that beer. Vegetarian says, how many times can we ascend? Six. Fix this. Actually, indefinitely. As many times as you want to ascend, you will be able to ascend. So if you want to play for a long time and collect every single skill in the game, you can... Inari says, Jick, you're a crazy man. Broken up dry ramen is effing awesome and tasty. I've never tried it, actually. What I eat dry is spaghetti. Just chomp, 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 chomp. iSpeculum says, forgive me if this has been asked before. Wow, I don't remember ever getting a question from iSpeculum on the show before, but everybody give a shout-out to iSpeculum. Or rather, I'm giving a shout-out to iSpeculum. Everyone give him props, because he has been invaluable to the radio station and keeping it going and keeping it sane. I had somebody describe my method of conflict resolution the other day as the iSpeculum method of conflict resolution, which is to say, everybody just shut the fuck up and wait a week, and nobody will care about your stupid bullshit anymore. And go iSpeculum. But what he says is, forgive me if this has been asked before, how long do you see developing KOL? At what point do you think you'll cut the apron strings and move on to something else? Honestly, as long as I am doing what I am doing sort of professionally, you know, as or which is to say, I'm certainly not doing it professionally, but as long as I'm doing it as my job, I don't see ever stopping working on KOL completely. I can certainly see slowing down and working on some other projects, but I mean, this is what kind of put me on the map. You know, this is my baby, and I like it, and it's fun, and it's something that can kind of grow indefinitely too. I think it's gonna be a long time before it gets to the point where I'm like, you know what? This game is just too cluttered with stuff, and I don't want to add anything else, because, you know, the variety is just always going to make it more interesting, I think. And, yeah. Let's see. Silent Disruptor says, lots of people seem to be concerned about the value of Mr. A's. Why don't you give them a high auto-sell value or tradable for more things? Increase the demand. The demand of Mr. Accessories is already exactly where I want it to be, which is to say, they supply themselves to people who are willing to give some money to keep the game free, and I don't think I really need to encourage people to want them more. Everything is going really well with that. Everything is fine, and as far as the auto sell value, that is something I don't want to do, because I don't want to be selling to people for money effectively the ability to just create a whole bunch of new meat out of nothing. If you want to trade your Mr. Accessory for millions of meat, I want it to be millions of meat that that just move from someone else in the game to you in a zero-sum game, rather than making it so you can just buy a Mr. Accessory and then auto-sell it for 10 million meat. I mean, also, you know, if the auto-sell value is that high, then the market value of it is never going to get any lower, so it sort of becomes immune from deflation or immune to deflation. Also, it becomes immune behind inappropriate prepositions. But, yeah, that's not something I want to do. Eskimo Dave, when it says something about mirrors, which is probably not relevant anymore. MaxGuy56 says, I eat uncooked spaghetti. Seriously, I'm not saying this because it's all the cool kids who do, but it is all the cool kids that eat uncooked spaghetti. Uncooked spaghetti is awesome. Adra says, to remind KOL Con Carne people to please send... Pardon me. Please send their pictures to the pics page so we can put up an event album. Anyone who's listening who took pictures at KOL Con Carne, please send them to danielandtamara@gmail.com. danielandtamara@gmail.com. Because everybody knows that nobody would be able to tell Gmail how to spell Gmail if I didn't say it. Ragu Man says you should make the snails an in-game item. I was thinking about that while we were there at the LARP, making some reference to the salty slugs thing. But you know, I don't want the salty slugs to be a normal recipe, so nope. Chef Boyardee says why/how does Jick have 4 300-pound trophies? I have that because I was testing a bug that somebody noticed that one guy had 2 Toast Thief trophies, and I was trying to figure out how he did that. Turns out it was the super clever hacksaw exploit of hitting the refresh button after buying a trophy. It was really difficult to do if you knew how to do it. But that's patched up now, and I just decided to leave my 4 300-pound trophies in there because I forgot to get rid of them.
Hi.
Hello.
Jezzerfly is home from work. I am out of the bathroom. Let the party start.
Africa Ninja says, are you going to put in something to use X star charts with Y number of lines and Q number of stars? That would make it much easier to do like 1,000 or so star charts. What do you need to do 1,000 or so star charts for?
Some hardcore armorer?
I mean, there's only one thing that comes out of there that's consumable, and it's like those throwing stars, which I don't think anybody even really uses.
Yeah.
All right, Skullhead, now it's my turn to go to the bathroom while you answer a couple questions.
Okay.
I'm down to...
I got down
pretty much to the African Ninja reading basically everyone before that.
All right. No. Fanatics asks, is a Pittsburgh trip possible for you April 9th? Hint, hint. That would be the weekend after the Minneapolis meetup. We have to do a... definite maybe on those. Can't really say one way or the other. We have to wait until we see what our lives are like at that point. So, no idea. Cheeky Jazz talks about Papa Bear, who we just mentioned. He no longer has multis. Cy warns against consuming Hell Noodle Salad. Yes, do not take a bag full of pre-mixed salad and add dry noodles and Tabasco sauce. Because it's really, really nasty. So, just don't do it. Don't do it at all. Bunny Bab says, are there any plans to turn the tiny plastic toys into real items and market them? And I had a blast in San Francisco, as did we with you, Rock On. we actually are working on little maquettes, little PVC statues of familiars. We've got our pretentious artist friend working on them. And those will see the light of day whenever they do. You can't rush an artist, especially a pretentious artist, even though our pretentious artist isn't really pretentious. He's a great guy. But, someday, perhaps. Thrillho asks, would it be difficult to allow us to buy something like sub-display cases? Mine is getting to be a giant mess. Maybe we could buy categories and name them. Never thought that the display cases would be that popular, but that's definitely something we'll think about. Tagliatelle says, could you implement a search facility for the display case so we can search the largest collection of, say, disgusting fanfics without having to ask loads of people and annoy them? And, perhaps. Perhaps not. What do you think about that, Jick?
The search function on the display case?
Yes.
No, I'm absolutely against it.
Okay. There you go.
Fanatics, what did you read?
I read the Cromulent questions up until Tagliatelle's.
I need to reload the question page. You didn't skip a whole shitload between African Ninja and something else?
No, I picked and chose a little bit, but.
Okay. Picked wow, I've my session's been timed out. We're having the exact opposite problem of last week, where we sort of didn't have enough questions to answer. Dude, it's totally 420 somewhere. And here we go again on our own. That isn't really possible.
Road we'll ever known. Adler asks yet again, could you make a secret outfit that doesn't come down in the drop-down list? It could be just like the one I have on now. Shiny. I've sent this a few times. Yes, you have. If you wear all of these items and they are connected by some kind of theme, then really, it is a secret outfit for you.
Yeah, one that doesn't have a drop-down on the inventory page.
Exactly, unless you make it a custom item.
Chef Boyardee asks, why does Jick dislike large clans? And is KOL Addicts the largest clan in KOL currently? Well, I don't know. Is KOL Addicts the clan that I dislike the most? I don't dislike large clans. I don't really see the point of large clans, but I don't really have a problem with them. I don't know where anyone would get that idea. Wow, there's a lot of questions here. I can't even see where I was. I don't think I had reloaded since the show started, though.
Search, man, search.
I'm searching, man, search. MaxGuy56 says, will we ever see Canadia implemented? No, I've decided to not ever put that out there. I just enjoy wasting effort.
Yep, and nothing has changed.
Nothing has changed. Noob East says, Jick, in addition to no quest items in the mall, how about the auto sell price becoming the lowest price you can sell an item for in the mall? That is something I've been intending to do and I just haven't done yet. Extremo says, are you thinking of implementing geographical WWW mirrors? Discuss. If you mean like servers in different parts of the world, no, I don't think so, because there's a central database server. The web servers are not really what's doing it. I don't want to shard off the world until I absolutely have to. Max Demian says, we need more haikus on the Jick and Scully show. Lounge fun never stops. Rib Skinsky says, and this is a good question. After donating through Amazon and sending the info to Slayenia, how long should we wait before we begin to hyperventilate? She works and pretty much gets completely caught up on those every weeknight, so it won't take long. Worst case scenario, you donate at like 7:30 on Friday night. You won't get your little gift until maybe 7:30 Monday night. And also, don't send it to Slayenia. Send it to me. Send it that way. It gets put in the pool of admin messages. Let's see.
I just want to say, questions like snowflakes. No two ever are alike. Sorceress still MIA.
What?
In response to Max Demian.
So you're still under the impression that haikus are 5-7-6, huh?
Sorceress is totally two syllables.
Right, and sorceress still M-I-A is totally still six syllables.
It's a silent I.
Okay.
Bastard.
I mean, you could pronounce it Mia, but I don't think anybody really does. Wow, so 5-7-7. You're even dumber than I thought.
Your mom's dumber than I thought.
Uh-huh.
She keeps having sex with me.
Clubber Kaori says, Mexicans totally say mang after everything. No, they don't.
I really don't think they do.
Well, you know, like, you want some more Parmesan, mine? But I think that's like mine. I always thought of that as M-E-I-N rather than M-A-N-G.
Like chow mein?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's how I would write it if I were writing it. Like, I go into cachu mine. Because, you know, one thing about Mexicans, they're always going to cut you.
Yeah, I think what people are telling us tonight over and over is that they really want more ethnic and racial slurs in the game.
Yeah.
So we'll have to get on that.
Right. I myself am Mexican.
No, you're not.
I'm Chinese-Mexican.
Your name would be not what your name is.
That's true. Char. All right. That was a knock-knock joke that you told me a long time ago that I put on Asymmetric. You remember that one about the spin doctors?
Oh, right.
Why don't you tell me that knock-knock joke, Mr. Skullhead?
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
The spin doctors.
The spin doctors who?
That's the music industry for you. Yep.
Inari says, did you know that Devolution Spray is an item card from the original first set of Pokemon TCG trading cards, and that bothers me a ton for some reason? Shit. Really?
Yep.
God damn it.
I know it.
I told you, we haven't had an original thought in months. But
yeah,
that actually was original. Sage36 says, do you guys watch End of the World? I don't get that at all.
Yep.
Char says, I'm down to my birth weight. Way to go. That, boys and girls, is the judicious application of a well-timed and well-placed eating disorder. You could kill a cow and steal one of his stomachs. That's a good point. Starkiss says, and this needs to be on the fact, Mr. Skullhead, because it just keeps coming up. Hey, guys, just wondering, boxers or briefs? Haha, have a good one.
Yep. You know what also needs to happen with the Jake and Scully Show FAQ? It needs to be somewhere.
I was thinking we would just recite it at the beginning of every show.
Oh, okay.
Because that's kind of funny.
Yeah.
But really not. I mean, it would get old after... Really, it would get old longer. After the zeroth time.
Yeah. Menno says, Mardi Gras is tomorrow, mofos. What about it? Show your tits. You got any beads, Menno?
Yeah, I'm not showing you my tits unless you give me some beads. Let's see. Got a lot of people saying Mardi Gras is tomorrow. Butterfly9 in real life says, I'll bet you can't alphabetize the contact list before the show is over. I'll bet I can, while Mr. Skullhead answers a question.
All right. Vegetarian says, there are 33 items in the tiny plastic collection. Please fix this. No, Vegetarian says, how five? How about adding a tiny plastic collection place, such as the Tiny Plastic Collecton place, in the town so you can buy, sell tiny plastic items? We did that. It's called The Mall. And something may happen or may not happen when you have the complete set. Right now, nothing happens. So,
that's true.
But that could change. Josh HG has a decent idea. A parasite will let you eat more, but has a negative effect. I always kind of pondered having some kind of tapeworm in-game.
Yeah, I think we could do something with it other than that, though.
Maybe a
hey, Butterfly9 in real life. You totally lost that bet.
Now you have to go kiss Tommy Jenkins.
Who?
Tommy Jenkins.
You made up Brett Bredersen in third grade. Sonic Boom says, why are there no vegetables in the kingdom, other than tomatoes, which can still be considered a fruit? There's asparagus. That's like one of the first things you find. And there's, what else? There's cucumbers.
Mm-hmm.
Those are fruit, too, though.
Yeah. Well, it depends on if you want the scientific or the culinary definition.
Uh-huh. One-Winged Angel says, will there be another familiar trophy, or will the Black Hole Terrarium be the last one? The Black Hole Terrarium will probably be the last one, because that's probably going to be the biggest total weight you can have without having to buy any Mr. Store familiars for a while. I don't see adding, you know, more than, like, four or five more familiars in the next 6 months.
Right.
Of course, I never really see what's going to happen, so... a lot of people are asking about the quest item section of the inventory for items like the meat card, dinghy, keys, etc., that we don't need to see but need in our inventory. That's a pretty good idea. Max Demian says, I will break the economy, har, 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 har.
Har.
Sticky Nut says, have you ever thought about making your show 1 minute longer and calling it 11-11s with Jick and Skullhead? That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah. Because it tends to be longer than 10 dozen minutes anyway.
Does it?
Yeah.
I always thought it tended to be a little shorter. It doesn't seem like we ever get going at exactly 7, but we always do hand off on time.
And today we were on at 7. counting the intro.
Ah, okay.
Which was 2 minutes long.
I'm reading. I think I finally hit the questions that you were answering, so I want to make sure that we don't... Ricker Scott says, about 2 weeks before Black Sunday, Boozer had offered $50 million for Mr. A since he was finishing his 1,000 collection. They were in the process of falling. I remember them being around $30 million that day. So, okay. So they're cheaper than they were before Black Sunday.
Yes, indeed.
Bunny Babs says, my 7-year-old has just started to play KOL. Will you say hi to him on the radio? Hi, Bunny Babs is 7-year-old.
Howdy.
Bill DeCat says, talk to me about the In Real Life cookbook. What do we know about the In Real Life cookbook?
We keep saying that whoever is working on that should contact us, and it never happens.
And they keep don't contacting us?
Word.
Okay. Let's see. Hey Girlfriend says, serious face. Okay, tea and money aside, my milkman's daughter's fiance's cable guy wants to know if Jick and Scully would do it for all the lesbian twins in the world. Lesbian twins?
You know, I don't think so, because I would just never be clean.
Yeah, I don't think I have... I don't believe in lesbian twins.
That's also a line which, once crossed, cannot be uncrossed. And the line must be drawn here.
Sanzo the Cook says, regarding the new Meat Maid, is there going to be something else added to her? She's not nearly as attractive as the Clockwork Maid. What?
She's cute. Come on.
It's exactly the same picture. And then I guess the big picture. You gotta look at the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
Happy Wino says, thanks for exposing me as a complete fool with one respawn, and then make everyone hate me with a second pig dog. Okay. Hashel Cedricson says, if you had the opportunity to punch one KOLer in the face, who would it be? Probably Mr. Skullhead.
Mm. In the interest of not encouraging drama, I will refrain.
Char says, I heard if you combine 5 golden Mr. accessories, you can get a Jix house for your campground. I also heard it is made of gold-plated Ferraris. Is this true?
Solid
gold Ferraris, not gold-plated Ferraris. Gold-plated Ferraris are for chumps. That is not how we roll. Or how we keep the rain off of our heads.
Are Ferraris convertibles? As a general rule?
Dude, I know dick about cars, Mr. Skullhead. And I also know car about dicks, strangely enough. It's
weird.
Digger546 said, would you ever put false bug that won't affect gameplay so people could earn bug finder blades? No, absolutely not. Sometimes people send me messages saying, where do I find bugs so that they can get a bug finder blade? And that's a funny question. Let's see. There are some that Cal Me Tim says, who do I have to blow to get a unique item? Jick? Scully? All of Warehouse 23? I'll do it, man. Who does he have to blow, Mr. Skullhead?
You know, I really couldn't say. Who did I blow to get my unique item?
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's really hard to say. We need to, though, stop the assumption on some people's parts that custom items are just something you get at some point after you've been around for a long time, or you've talked to us a long time, or you've donated a lot, because those are handed out completely randomly on a case-by-case basis, and no amount of asking for them is going to get you one.
Right. I mean, the only reason those come to exist is that we think of something funny that we should do. I mean, most of the items that have gotten out are, like, you know, making fun of people, actually.
Yeah.
So the thing to do is to be really lame.
Word.
MaxGuy56 says, do you read all the bugs reported to you? Zlyania reads all the bugs reported to me. I get the ones that actually are bugs. So, yes, we see them all. Let's see. Inari says, could you possibly make their name show up in Navy, but not the message?
I think she means people on your contact list.
Yeah, I know. I know what she means. I was trying to make some joke about the Navy, but the thought of all those beautiful, beautiful sailors just distracted me to the point where I couldn't think of anything funny to say. I don't know. Again, I'll think about it. Maybe a configurable option. Krunk the Bold says, and this is something I've been meaning to address for a while, aside from collecting wedding cake, we're up to 26,000 pieces of cake. What else can Jadra and I do to ensure that everyone in KOL gets a piece of wedding cake on our wedding day? I'll talk to you about that, Krunk, because that's it's a worthy pursuit. Get as many as you can. Collect, collect, collect. Let's see. Obfus Jake says, as a frequent resident of Trade, which frequently tops 250 to 300 players, I can tell you that Slash Who is pretty much useless, seeing as it usually fills up the chat's character buffer. Yeah, that's something I need to work on, because that is a lot of data for not very much visible text, just because of all the links in it, and needs to somehow be immune against the, or immune before the character limit thing in the chat. So, yeah, that kind of sucks. I was wondering when it was going to get to that point, and apparently it has in Trade. Let's see. Sizzler says, the description of the casino pass says, this pass is also good for one free drink. Care to explain? Are we getting free drinks from the casino? No, I made the casino pass before there was booze in the game, if you can believe that. So, right, a little bit of inconsistency there. Let's see. Hanky P says, can you make a super rare in a color other than black and white? Just a really rare item? No, I don't want colors. The Chartreuse Knight says, so why no Clockwork Orange? Seems so obvious, or maybe that's why. Keep your eyes open, Chartreuse Knight. Silent Disruptor says, why not rename the Meat Maid Bitchin' Maid? Because that doesn't have... There wasn't a song about a bitchin' maid. Are there any songs about maids?
There's a lovely Rita the Meter Maid.
That's true. Maybe we could name her Lovely Rita Meat Maid.
Ah. Or Lovely Reet Meat Maid.
Lovely Reet Meat Maid. Yeah. That might at least be a reference that should be made in the description.
Yes.
ANUS18 says, don't forget to suck on time tonight. Mr. Skullhead's mom certainly didn't forget to suck on something. I don't know if it was time or not.
I've got my clock in my mouth right now.
Okay. Well, we only have 20 minutes left to suck.
Yep.
Flinkle says, I was wondering if anyone had ever told Jake that he looks like Jake E. Lee.
Jake E. Lee.
What's going to happen now is you're going to answer a couple questions while I find out who the hell Jake E. Lee is.
Yeah. I could see Jason Lee in some of his roles. I don't know who Jake E. Lee and okay. Baby Yoshi says, can I donate $5 and get instead a Crimbo stocking? No. Pope Guilty asks, is there a chance of getting a button that launches the mall search page with the currently selected item from the store management page? I'm not sure what that would be for. Huh. Beatrix Kiddo says, how do you feel about the almost porn thread in the ROF? I saw that. I saw one picture that had some pubes in it, and I saw that I'm not a mod of the Ring of Flame, and so I didn't do anything about it.
Jakey Lee is apparently some, what looks like a butt rock guitarist. Wow, that's pretty crazy. I don't feel good about the fact that people think I look like that guy.
Huh.
I'd be cool with looking like Slash, or like some sort of Smallville Slash.
Smallville Slash?
Like Slash Fiction.
Ah.
About Chloe and Lana Lang. Let's see. Jumbo Brian says, will you make a hell noodle salad in honor of Psy? Probably not, even though that's kind of funny. Were you there when he ate that?
No.
He decided to make his own recipe for the LARP, and he had some he won a bag of salad in one adventure for completing a quest or something. So he broke up a bunch of dry spaghetti, sprinkled it on top of some some lettuce leaves and stuff, and then poured Tabasco sauce all over it and ate it. So he got a lot of muscle for that. Autism can be caught. What did that mean about the Ring of Flame thing?
Well, in some thread, somebody posted a picture of some pubic hair with a stick figure pushing a lawnmower into the pubic hair tattoo thing.
Uh-huh.
And apparently it was a big deal. And happened this weekend and whatever. You know, those who were here for the Ernie's House of Whip-Ass invasion know that that thread was nothing.
Yeah. Rachel Kachel says, CAPTCHA stands for Completely Automated Public Turing Test to Tell Computers and Humans Apart. Just in case you were curious.
Wow. Yeah.
Luton Lenny asks a question which I'm sure is on a lot of people's minds. Have either of you mixed up your moms and slept with your own mom? No.
Nope.
No, we haven't. We have, what, 19 minutes left to suck?
We do.
Frazzlehoon says, in Soviet Russia, brownies bake you. In certain parts of the United States, brownies bake you.
Yeah, I think if you make them properly, any set of brownies can bake you.
Read more. Fruity Vush says, could we possibly have the power to edit / delete our posts in clan messages? The leader can delete your posts. It might not be a bad idea to make it such that you can delete your own posts.
Yeah, that would be kind of handy.
Let's see, what else? Zlyenia says, I am soup combust. Would like to know if Yeti protest signs will ever come back. We don't know yet. We don't know yet. We don't know you. Yet, you. Yet.
We don't know you yet either.
Yeah. Fashion Nugget says, did you ever write an ending to the Crack Rocks game? I'd be willing to wait for Ascension while you finish KOL's roots. Well, no. I mean, all it needed was something said like, congratulations, you win, or something. I mean, just, you know, like, it was done all up, you know, like, you win, you beat the sorceress.
Yeah.
I think it's even, it's the evil queen Rainbow Drop. It's not the naughty sorceress at the top of the tower.
Right.
See, I don't know what it is about me that makes it so that the games I make, the final boss is just some evil woman at the top of a tower. Was I spurned by some woman in academia, Mr. Skullhead? Can you think of anything that has made me feel this way that I'm not aware of?
I remember that you used to have a big crush on Arianna Huffington, and she never answered your letters, so...
Who's Arianna Huffington?
She was a politician from California.
Was she up in a tower?
Democrat. Yeah. Okay, well, that fell apart.
Zoich says, Jick and Scully, what did you think of the Super Bowl this year, and more importantly, the commercials? If you got this twice, I blame lag.
We had the best Super Bowl experience this year.
Yeah, we were on the airplane back from San Francisco during the Super Bowl. I don't even give half a shit about football, and I do sometimes pay attention to the Super Bowl to watch the commercials, but I didn't this time. I saw one commercial while I was in the bar at the airport before the flight took off, and it was just like a bunch of football players singing Tomorrow from Annie, which, whatever.
Yeah.
Oh, the artist of the night, according to ANUS18, is a thing Artsy Chick and Severed Toe do on their radio show. Okay. Let's see. Righteous Babe says, submitting once more before I go. Is there any likelihood that there will be a disable all images option sometime in the future so I don't have to worry so much about playing KOL at work? Actually, you can just turn off images in your browser settings.
Can you do that for certain sites, though?
Well, no, but you can
do it every time.
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you're that concerned about it, you can do it. Let's see. White Hat Luck says, a food idea. You could actually staple another stomach to your own, and then after so long, it is eaten by the stomach acids.
Again, trouble having something that does that, that isn't completely gross.
Yep. Let's see. 110 Tomato says, half the fun I've had in KOL has been buying / selling, etc. Is it safe to say, with so many people ascending in Ronin State, that the market in general will die back somewhat? I really doubt it.
I think that there will be a decent distribution of people who are in Ronin and out, because everyone's not going to be on exactly the same timetable.
So. Right. I mean, at first, it's going to have some weird effects at first, because so many people are going to do it right away. But then it'll start to stagger, much in the same way that I will start to stagger later after I finish my fifth or sixth beer at the Ethiopian restaurant.
Yeah.
Man, I'm getting hungry. Luckily, we only have 15 minutes left to suck.
Yes.
Let's see.
Funny guy asks a question, which I guess it would be handy, but maybe not popular from a database perspective. Could you belch really crudely? Could you put a search players button on the top pane of the window near the moods or something, the same one that's in the messages? Because now if you want to search a player and you don't want to write them a message, you have to use that anyway.
Yeah, I guess I never think of that because whenever I want to find a player, I just do a who is in the chat. I know people who aren't in the chat, that's not so much of a possibility. I don't feel like searching for other players merits the real estate in the top menu. But I have a lot of people ask for it. So, I don't know. I'll have to think about it. Sticky Nut says, do you want to buy a monkey? No, thank you.
Haven't you always wanted a monkey?
I don't know. One time I hired a monkey to take notes for me in class. I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper. At the end of the week, the teacher said, all right, class, I'm going to give you a quiz based on your notes. I've totally forgotten how that. I used to have that whole thing memorized, but I've forgotten about it. So, never mind.
Where's that from?
It was from something on Cartoon Planet, the Space Ghost sort of offshoot. 15-minute long show. It was the predecessor to the whole Adult Swim kind of thing. I think it was the same people, actually.
Yeah.
And it was my very favorite thing on television, and everyone else hated it. But I knew. Anyway, it was just Brack telling this story. let's see. Cheeky Jez says, which players were friends of yours before KOL, and who has become your friend through the game? Well, we were friends of each other. Who do you have in there who you knew before?
I met Boozer before the game started, just briefly. But
me too.
Riri78, Quasi Doctor X, and or JMO and Ivy are all friends of mine from high school.
Almost everyone who was a friend of mine who played the game either didn't play very long or is at least not playing anymore, and nobody's going to know who they are. But with the notable exception of Boozer Bear, I had met him actually a couple of years before I started working on the game, but then didn't see him again until right afterwards. We met over a game of a Star Wars Trivial Pursuit, and I think I don't remember if he it was really a game of Star Wars Trivial Pursuit that was me versus Boozer Bear, because we were the only two people who really, really knew our shit about Star Wars. Are you still there, Mr. Skillet?
Yeah,
okay. All right.
I thought that I knew my shit about Star Wars until I tried to play Star Wars Trivial Pursuit.
Yeah, that game is hardcore.
Yeah.
Captain Capitalism disagrees with me about the Flaming Crutch. He says he thinks the Wand of Nagamar is the most useful item. You're right. They're equally useful.
That is probably our most prominent, like, hey, we should do something with this at some point.
Yep. Supreme King Tom says, the bitch and meat car still brings you to the shore, Inc., rather than the desert beach as a whole. Just figured you might kitten want to know. There was a kitten in that sentence.
I believe it reads, you might kitten want to know.
Okay. Yeah, I know. I know that that's there. That doesn't need to be sent to me in 200 bug reports. Because there's nothing else there. So really, the only point of changing the current shore link to a beach link or a desert link is would be just making you have to click an extra time to get to the shore, and I don't really feel like doing that. let's see. Master Control Program says, is the green ampersand the end to Krakrox the Barbarian? Is that going to come back in this game at the end of the Sorcerer's Quest? Oh, I don't know.
That would be awesome.
I mean, my goal when I first started, when I put that in there, was that I would have a sort of dark tower thing overarching all of the games that I make in my what I hoped would be an illustrious game design career, and which is apparently actually gotten started in earnest these days. Because in the second Jungle Raoul game, which you can find in the deep recesses of asymmetric.net, there are these sort of really, really simplistic DOS-based roguelike games that I wrote. But the end of the second one was the end of the first one, you retrieve the fabled sapphire ampersand, and it's then stolen from you, and you have to retrieve it again in the second chapter in the Jungle Raoul Chronicles, Adventures in Dimension Q. They were written in QBasic, by the way, and then compiled in QuickBasic. And they're pretty cool. They have goats and a machete, and I think there's a gun and some spaceships. Good games. You should find them. You should play them. They're really the first things I ever put out there. They predate Krakrox by a while, but yeah. So the ampersand at the end of Krakrox was going to be just this thing where basically every game I make, the end is some kind of ampersand, and then there's some game where it turns out that. I don't know. I had this whole elaborate backstory about the nature of the universe and stuff.
Did you really?
Not an elaborate backstory so much as something that I could probably illustrate in a couple sentences, but I'm not going to.
Uh-huh.
Thanks for noticing the sapphire ampersand and the emerald ampersand in Krakrox.
Bill says, considering you get tiny plastic swords returned to you when you drink drinks that contain them, is there any reason you don't get little paper umbrellas back? Yes.
You have to eat the little paper umbrellas to get the benefit from the drink.
Yep. Well, also, and we wanted to have a drink that it was worth more to drink than to put in the mall. So the tiny plastic sword serves that purpose.
Yes, indeed. Lance Dixon says, hey, guys, now that Canada has opened the door for gay marriage, can I expect to see you up here sometime soon? Yes, but those two things are totally unrelated.
Yeah, because marijuana is also legal up there.
Yeah, and I'm pretty much expecting the draft to be reinstituted. Although, I think I am too old to get drafted now, at least under the old laws.
Yeah, they upped it to 28, maybe 30. No, that's American Idol. Never mind.
Do you know what it is, Mr. Scotland? I
know that they raised it, but I think they raised it to 27.
Okay, so we're safe, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're safe anyway, because there's no fucking way I'm going to allow myself to be drafted, no matter what.
Yeah.
Even if it means I have to go to jail. Although, I don't think that works. I think if they end up putting you in jail, then they end up putting you in a uniform. But, let's see. Laura Shuffle says, hey, I was wondering if you would make the option available to marry people and add a permanent item slot for Shiny Ring that can't be unequipped unless you divorce them.
Hell no.
I don't really want to put in-game marriage in as an official thing. No particular reason. I just don't want to.
Well, I mean, there are reasons that the main one being that any benefit that you would get from being married would have to be not impressive at all. Because anybody with one multi would then get married to enjoy the benefits.
And because we, like Canada, would allow gay marriage.
Yep.
Secret for the night revealed. Jezzerfly is actually a guy. So Mr. Skullet is going to have to go to Canada to get married.
Dude, Jezzerfly is so not a guy.
The Muffin King says, when do we get an entire new island? Like 10 years? 15 years? Maybe.
For a $10,000 donation.
$10,000 donation, you can have your own item, the Muffin King. I mean, island.
Island.
You can have your own item. It's a beautiful flaming crutch. Let's see.
I think we could give somebody a custom item that was entire new island for a $10,000 donation.
Max Demian says, when you ascend, will you be able to keep your old class avatar, or are you still only going to be able to have the avatar of your current class? Tattoos, too? If you're a disco bandit with empathy, will it give you 10 or 5 pounds? Let's answer those questions in order. Avatar, no. You can only, you know, unless you get custom avatars, you'll only ever have the one avatar. Tattoos, yes. You will keep the class tattoo. So that's an incentive for collectors.
Yes.
If you're a disco bandit with empathy, will it give you 10 or 5 pounds? As it stands now, I think it will give you 5. Because I'm almost sure that the way that that's coded, if another turtle tamer casts empathy on you and you're a turtle tamer, you get 10. It's empathy just works better for turtle tamers than it does for other classes, for things that are not turtle tamers. Let's see. Sherman Potter says, I would like to see trips to the Hermitage cost an adventure. People use lead scrolls to amass a ton of worthless trinkets, and then after meeting the lead Haxor, I don't know. It's, you know, I can see what you mean, but all of the things that... It does end up requiring adventures to get stuff from the Hermit, especially for the people who are, you know, using the Hermit at first to do other things than just, like, collecting as many clovers as possible. You know, you could say then that buying stuff from the Demon Market should take a turn, and no. You know, it's one of those things that's just kind of one-off. It's not actually creating anything. It's just exchanging one thing for another, so no need for it to be resource as required. Hippie says, is it possible for you to make it so that we're able to send green messages to multiple recipients at one time? I am, this comes up a lot. I don't want to do this because it makes it too easy to spam a ton of people. If we could figure out some decent way of doing it. Wow, my session's timed out again, Mr. Skullhead. This is annoying. I wish the jackass who coded this game would, let you sit there and not do anything for a while.
They should also, you should talk to the game admin and see if he'll make it so that your system doesn't time out.
Oh, I should. That's a good idea.
He's really hard to get to do stuff, but...
Yeah. Let's see. Are we about done, Mr. Skullhead? Have you given a countdown to anybody yet?
Just about. I haven't started a countdown. I'll tell iSpeculum, who is coming up next, that about 5 minutes.
Okay. Do we have a song to go out on? Or
we do. Ricker Scott, did you talk about Ricker Scott's question?
I believe I did not.
Okay. He says, what is the purpose of the Ronin stage? From the answers to previous questions you've given, there are so many loopholes, it sounds pretty much meaningless. Really, there aren't any loopholes. You can't trade with other people in your Ronin stage.
Yeah. I mean, it's...
You just can't. It's not like... We ask that you don't. You just can't. So, you know, if you're still skeptical, wait and see.
Yeah, I mean, somebody pointed out something in the forums the other day, which is a pretty good point. I'm no longer really making the claim that Ascension is going to solve all of the problems that Reset would have solved.
Mm.
Because, like I told, I believe it was either Lurin or Jurgen. I don't remember which one. But I know it had a U... and an EN. They tell you know, it being a sort of core game mechanic thing, it shouldn't be construed as or designed as a sink. You know, and anything that we could do with that is just going to be multi-abused out the ass. And really, the purpose of it is to just reward people for playing the game in the way that it's supposed to be played. And that's what it's going to do. What it is going to do in the meantime is create a significant amount of deflation, I think, because a big chunk of stuff is going to be locked away at any given time. There are going to be a ton of items that are inaccessible because they're in long-term storage of a character who is in the Ronin state. Right. And that is going to be good. Overall reduction of available resources is good for the overall... sort of balance of the of not the like player rare market economy, but the economy. Yeah, you got anything you want to add to that, Mr. Skullhead?
No, I think that that's accurate.
Sephiroth says, how can I get a voodoo doll? Why does Anti-Malbot have one? Is this an Ascension item? No. No, it's just a sort of arbitrarily unimplemented item that was supposed to go into one of the new zones that we added a few months ago, but I didn't finish coding it and I wanted to put the zone in. So it's eventually going to be very, very common. But I think he just bought it from Boozer Bear, who got it from Hot Stuff, who... All right, here was the deal. Max Demian discovered an Infinite Adventures bug, which Hot Stuff messed with and figured out how to make it into an arbitrary item creation bug. So the two things that he did with that were to give Boozer Bear a sober pill and a voodoo doll for his birthday. Boozer then sold the voodoo doll and sunk the meat. And it was like, how much did you sell it for?
I don't think I sold it.
Oh, did you just give it to him?
Oh,
well. Oh, well, never mind then. Boozer's not cool. He's a dirty exploiter. Oh, by the way, Boozer's here because he's coming out to Ethiopian food with us.
He drove his Jick granted Ferrari over.
Yep, he's one of the recipients of the gold plated Ferrari with the license plate Exploit R.
Word.
Because that fits in Arizona. Well, are we done, Mr. Skullhead?
Yes, I think we can start our two-minute countdown. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Again, big thanks to Balam, Ted Pro, Dana O'Shea, Ozzy Ozzy, and Black Belt Duck, and everybody else, Almost, who really helped with the Que Walk on Carne. Good time was had by all, especially us. And, yeah, be cool to one another. We'll see you next week, same time, same channel.
Bye-bye, kids.
Bye.